Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Kulo hlelo lapho sithi khona mphatlalatsane ngilthathe leli thuba mlaleli ngikubingelele egameni elihle igama lenkosi uJesu Kristu wase Nazareth kuyo inyanga kaNhlolanja unyaka ka-2022 kwangathi uNkulunkulu angaqhubeka mlaleli ke nokusibusisa kule nyanga kaNhlolanja mlaleli unyaka ondlule mhlambeni kwabanye beku unyaka wezibusiso bebona izinto zibenze galela ngendlela engakawe sibona kwabanyeke mlaleli bekuyinyaka owawunzinyana empilweni yabo kodwa konke lokho mlaleli izwi lenkosi liyasifundisa ukuthi kuko konke masimbonge uNkulunkulu asiphindeke sithembeke nakule nyaka ka-2022 izinto zizokuhambela kahle kakhulu mlaleli ukuya ngentando kaNkulunkulu ngokuba impilo yethu ise sandleni sika Jehova yena mlaleli ophumelelisa izindlela zethu ukuya ngentando yakhe ukuya ngezwi lakhe uma izinto zingahamba kahle ma ungamdubu uNkulunkulu qhubeka umbonge ngokuba yena uyazi ake sifundeke kuzaka ze Isaka chapter 21 ke sicala ukufunda laphana ku verse 1 Isaka Proverbs chapter 21 sicala ukufunda ke laphana ku verse 1 sizokuthi izwi leNkulunkulu lona lithini kulonyaka ka-2022 kulenyanga kaNhlolanja inhliziyo yenkosi isesandleni sika Jehova njengemifula yamanzi mlaleli kungako izwi lenkosi lithi ke uma siphila siphilela inkosi nanoma sindlula emhlabeni sindlulela yona inhliziyo yenkosi isesandleni sikabani sika Jehova ukuthi leyo nkosi yenza kahle noma yenzi kahle yenza kabi ayenzi kabi kepha inhliziyo yayo isesandleni sika Jehova uJehova owaziyo ukuthi uzawudila la kanjani naleyo nkosi ngakho ke thina ke okwethu ukuthi masingamnqumeli uJehova ukuthi adile kanjani nenkosi leyo kwesisikhathi ke siye sibone mlaleli sisinqumele uJehova ukuba adile kanjani nabantu abasihlukumezayo adile kanjani nabantu abasihluphayo Akusikona okwethu mlaleli ukuthi simtshele uJehova ukuthi kumele adile kanjani nabantu abasihlukumezayo okwethu ukuthi labo bantu abasihlukumeza inhliziyo yabo nabo isesandleni sikaJehova uJehova uyazi ukuthi kumele adile kanjani nohlobo olunjalo labantu okwethu ukuba siqhubeke simbonge uNkulunkulu nanoma isimo sisihle nanoma isimo sibheda mlaleli simbonge uNkulunkulu inhliziyo yenkosi isesandleni sikaJehova njengemifu ula yamanzi uyayiphendulela lapho ethanda khona usuyezwa kamlaleli thina ke sesifuna ukuba uNkulunkulu enze izintando zethu indirect senze sifungathi uJehova uyena owenza kodwa ke indirect sifisa ukuba uNkulunkulu enze intando yethu manje la uthi ke iBhayibheli lithi ke uyayiphendulela lapho ethanda khona lapho uJehova ethanda uyayiphendulela khumbula mlaleli ukuthi uJesu ngenkathi ebhekene nobunzima siyakhumbula ukuthi kwa la khula khona isithukuthuku sakusasa aphenduka igazi waze wathi lesi sitsha asindlule wakhumbula ukuthi kana kuyintando kaNkulunkulu wathi ke akube yintando yakho hayi intando yakhe thina kabanye sifuna ukubona izitha zethu zihlupheka size siyiqhatshe sithi ya uyabona othinta mina angeke aphumelele kwesisikhathi sisebenzisela amazwi sithi ke back to the sender back to the sender sifuna ubabona behlukumezeke behlupheka mlaleli ngamagama sesithatha intando kaNkulunkulu kuba yintando yethu silungumela uNkulunkulu ukuthi adile kanjani nabantu abasihlukumezayo nangendlela sikhuleka ngayo futhi siyakhuleka ukuthi uNkulunkulu adile kanjani nezitha zethu kuverse 2 zonke izindlela zomuntu zilungile emehlweni akhe kepha uJehova Jehova ulinganisa inhliziyo. Kungako uJesu ethi emthonjeni wodwa akusoze kuphume amanzi amnandi namanzi ababayo. Qaphela ke inhliziyo yakho ke mlaleli. Zonke izindlela zomuntu zilungile emehlweni akhe. Kepha uJehova ulinganisa inhliziyo. Mlaleli kuwabona ube nabangani phambi kwakho bakhulume kahle bejabule bekujabulela kepha phakathi kwenhliziyo zabo. Ah mlaleli uthi umuqedwe kuhamba uzomunyathi uyazi uyanyanyisa uyazi uyangqasula uyazi ukuthi mangihlanze usohambile we kepha lesikhathi bebonke ne unabo bengawakhiphi lawo magama lawo kepha ke ekujuleni kwenhliziyo yakhe nanoma wena ukhona ezindebeni zomlomo wakhe ukhipha amazwi amnandi kepha ekujuleni kwenhliziyo yakhe la iBhayibheli lithi ke zonke izindlela zomuntu zilungile mehlweni akhe kepha uJehova ulinganisa inhliziyo. Inhliziyo yakho uyayazi uJehova. Uma ukhuluma lokho kuvela enhlizweni, uNkulunkulu uyazi lakho. Ake siqhubeke kuverse 3. Ukwenza ukulunga nokwahlulela kukhethekile kuJehova kunemihlatshelo. Ukwenza ukulungile nokwahlulela, iBhayibheli lithi ke kukhethekile kuphi kuJehova kunani kunemihlatshelo. Abaye bethu mlalele nanoma siye ezinkonzweni siyanikela senza konke kepha inhliziyo zethu uma zingekho esimene esijabulisa uNkulunkulu leyo mhlatshelo ayenzi lutho mlaleli esifungathi uma sinikela kakhulu kuyilapho sithokoza uNkulunkulu yes enye yezinkonzo ekumele sizenze kepha ke inhliziyo nayo ibalulekile mlaleli ukuthi ukhiphe ukuya ngenhliziyo ngoba uke weza umuntu athi uma umfundisi athola ukuthiza athi imali zethu lesi uma abantwana bakhe baye ema university imali zethu lesi uma ingane kamfundisi yama ngebicycle imali zethu lesi ngama magama akakhiphi ngenhliziyo ekhululekileyo iBhayibheli lalithi ke ukwenza ukulunga nokwahlulela kukhethekile kuJehova kunemihlatshelo ukawazi omunye athi ke sengifuna kwami konke kweshumi sengiyakufuna neminikelo yami ngiyayifuna ngenxa yokuthi la esontweni kudliwa imali mlaleli ukuthi ziyadliwa zidliwa uNkulunkulu uyawudila nabo wena yenza lokho iBhayibheli lithi ke mawukwenze kuphelele lapho uNkulunkulu ubheka inhliziyo bese iBhayibheli lithi ke ukwenza ukulunga nokwahlulela kukhethekile kuJehova. Yenza ukulunga mlaleli ekumkhonzeni uJehova, yenza ukulunga mlaleli ekuya enkonzweni, wenza ukulunga mlaleli ngaso sonke isikhathi ngoba kukhethekile kuJehova kunemihlatshelo. iBhayibheli alisho ukuthi akumela ngunikele. Okunye kokulungileyo lokho ukuze umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu uqhubekele phambili. Ongayi nalabo benhliziyo angaze ezinjani. Abenza ukuthi umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu ungakwazi uqhubekela phambili. Umuntu azatoyitoye athi ngeke ngikhiphe umnikelo, angeke ngikhiphe shumi qhubeka nokwenza lokho mlaleli ngebhaki isitulo ohlalakiso kukhona abasikhokhelayo ugesi osetshenziswayo lapho kukhona abawukhokhelayo bona benza ukuluka ke wena toyitoya ke uhlale nemali zakho esifungathi impilo yakho iyophelela la emhlabeni iBhayibheli lithi ke ukwenza ukulunga nokwahlulela kukhethekile kuJehova kunemihlatshelo. Kwangathi uNkulunkulu kulonyaka 2022 kule nyanga kaNhlolanja kwangathi singashintsha mlalele ngendlela besikhonza ngayo uNkulunkulu kulonyaka 2021 kulonyaka 2022 simkhonze ngenye indlela senze ngendlela leyo uNkulunkulu afisa ukuba senze ngayo. uNkulunkulu akubusise konke okwenzayo egameni lika Jesu Kristu wase Nazareth. Ake ngithathekele intamo mlalele ngenxa yesikhathi ngiphinisele kubahle bahle intamo ambo sekuye zakho baba yilapha ekhaya mlaleli.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The word for today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.